Come on, y'all. This ain't no funeral. This is how I feel about Jesus lives.
And if I go and prepare a place
myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Next verse.
And where I go, you know. This is where I love. And where I go, you know. And where and the way, you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Six. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Come on. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works. Get ready, y'all. For the sake of the works themselves, get ready. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works, get ready, that I do, he will do also a greater works than these he will do also, because I go to my Father. Come on. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, today I want to talk to you about how to avoid dying in your work. In Jesus' name. How to avoid dying in your work. Father, in the name of Jesus, for the next few moments, I'm asking you to shorten the light behind the cross. You can handle all this stuff. I submit my will, my heart, my mind, everything, Lord, to you. So you use me as your vessel and speak to your people. And you give them what you gave to me to give to you. Lord, I submit to your authority and allow your authority to speak, Lord, and have its way. Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor. And Father, it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Touch your neighbor and say, get ready to work. That's where a duty being fulfilled. It is it worth an operation? Huh? Or a function? A operation or a function? For your purpose? Ooh, I like that. Just for the sake of this message, you know, all of them, right? For the sake of this message, it is a duty fulfilled or operation and function for your purpose. So how many of you, when you work your work, are you being fulfilled? How many of you, when you work your work,
in the very
Jesus goes by another set of brothers because he's looking for workers. Touch your neighbor and say, he's looking for workers. Oh, I love that. Amen. He's looking for workers. Hallelujah. And he comes by the Zebedee brothers, James and John. Can you imagine these brothers? They're not like the other brothers. They got a boat. They got a ship. They got money. We come from money, baby. This is legacy. They own some legacy. They own the yacht. Now I'm contemporizing. I don't know what you mean. They own a lot. They chill. Everybody aspires to be like the 70 boys because the 70 boys didn't earn it. They didn't work for it. They inherited it. Yeah. And they only vote and fight to their mending their nets. Meaning they're done with the work. They finished up. We finished early. They finished early in their work. And Jesus comes by them and says, follow me. And they drop their nets. They left their dad in the boat. They left the family, the servants, they had servants. They left the legacy. Oh, I don't want to talk to you. They left their legacy. I don't want to talk to you. Some of y'all guys are going to have to leave your legacy, your mama, your daddy, to do the work of the Lord. Hang in for it. Some of you all are going to be shamed by those friends. They are no good. You're going to have to leave them in the boat because you're not, your purpose is not to sit there in that boat.
Come on.
And they left their daddy in the boat and they followed him. What happened? That caused these four men. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. These four men to leave everything they had, their legacies, to go and follow Jesus. Jesus said, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. What is it? All your life, you thought that your purpose was what you see. But I'm here to tell somebody that your purpose is what he says. It's not what he says. It's not what you see, baby. Come on. See, what you see is a magic trick.
Yeah.
But what you hear creates miracles.
Yeah.
And your purpose is to do the work that creates miracles.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
In the opening text, we see Jesus, these men who had an opportunity, a front row seat, to hang around with the work. Somebody just said, with the work. They got to be with the work. They got 3 years to have the work right in front of them. No matter what they were, no matter where they traveled to, they were with the work, and the work was working. Can you imagine being in a situation when God, the worker, is in your life and he tells you he's about to leave? Can you imagine what your marriage would look like if the Lord is saying he's about to leave? Can you imagine what schools look like because they took God out of schools? They took God out of government. You see what's happening? Can you imagine your relationship when you take God out of it, when you made a vow and burn it out, and now you're trying to live that relationship without God, and you blame it on them? How can you steward? Can you imagine raising your babies? God, can you imagine raising your babies without the word? That's working. I thought it was my world. This is the reason why I got saved. This is the reason why we cannot work to be saved. You can live a billion lifetimes working, and you cannot pay off that debt. Are you listening to me?
Come on.
You can't work for salvation. It is by faith through grace are you saved. That means that you can't work for God's love. You can't work for God's salvation. You're still stuck in your own work, but you being stuck in your own work will never fulfill the law. And you never fulfill your purpose when you are working.
There you go.
But salvation comes through faith in His name. So that means that salvation comes through the ears and not the eyes. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, raise your hand up if you're saying, you're not married. I've said raise them up, but y'all don't make me so hard today. All right, now I know. Put your hands down. I think you like Joe. If you're desiring a partner, it's not going to be a magic trick. It's not going to be with your eyes. I need you to hear me good. The connection that you're going to have for your purpose is going to be heathen. You're going to know your person, your partner, from what you hear.
Some of y'all are scared.
Yes.
Leave.
Yes.
This is not what you think it is. It's not what you think. Don't let your congregation. Now listen, for the sake of this message, he says, believe in God, believe also in me. I need you to, for the sake of this message, I'm going to change some words around. For the sake of this message, listen to me. When Jesus refers to himself, I want to change the word to submission. And I want to change the word when he's referring to his Father as authority. I hope I don't have to write that word. I want to say the word for some other stuff. Okay? So that means that when he says you believe, what he's saying is, he says, if you believe in the authority, and also the word authority, I'm going to say destination. Is that fine? Yeah. Yeah. Second, 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 second. So when I say you believe in God, I'm talking about definition. Okay? Okay? Alright, alright. And when I'm talking about Jesus, I'm talking about direction. You got me? So he's saying, so Jesus is saying here, if you believe in definition, believe also in direction. Neighbors would like to get to destination without the direction. You want the reward without the pain. But honey, you have to go through the process to get to the destination. So Jesus is saying, since you believe in my Father, since you believe in the destination, since you believe in the authority, you got to go. This is the part. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not, I would have told you, I don't prepare a place for you. Now watch this. In my Father's house, imagine a territory. God is omnipresent. He can be everywhere at the same time as omnipresent. In God's house, watch this, are many mansions. Mansions are dwelling places. It means that he has, in his mansion, there are places that he can dwell. He can be. And understand, God, our Father, is not bound into flesh. Which means that he can be everywhere at the same time. So when it says that in my Father's house are many mansions, it means that he has many places in his domain, in his territory, in which I'm equipping you. I'm going to equip you. will advance your life for you. Now watch this. Watch what Jesus says. Since Jesus is going to do this for you, watch what Jesus says.
Direction to authority.
destination until you learn to submit. Submission is what leads us into the Lord. Submission is what empowers us with authority. Whatever you said, write this down, because y'all looking at me like it's the citizens. Whatever you submit to rules you. Whatever you submit to rules you. You wonder why you can't get off that thing. Because you submit to it. You wonder why you can't do it in that same cycle. Because you submit to it. You wonder why depression ain't gone. The anxiety ain't gone. Hallelujah. The infidelity ain't gone. It's because you have submitted to it, and guess what? You're not in control no more. And let me ask you something. Let me ask you just a quick question. If that elevator said out of order, why do you keep jumping on it?
Yes, sir.
You wouldn't be on the elevator that said out of order. Which I'm taking the stairs. I'm in the process. But we get on those elevators every day. He says, I'm the way. He's the direction. He's the direction. He says he's the truth. If you look up this word in the Webster, it's faithful. That means that his directions are reliable.
Yes.
Okay? His direction, he's faithful. He's a man. His man is reliable and it's living. Watch. And the life is living. He's existing. It never dies. It never fails. It never dies. These directions never die. They never fail. They never die. They never fail. Hallelujah. If you follow directions, they're true. It's faithful. If you submit to this, if you submit to the way, the way is by submitting to the direction. Listen to what Jesus says so clearly, and I try to give this to people who are part of other religions, who are part of other faiths, beliefs. Look at that real clearly. He says, no one comes to the destination except through submission.
Hello. There you go.
Do I have any principles? I don't have to come up with my own stuff. Look, no one comes to the destination. No one gets to the authority, the originator, the original, the maker. No one gets to the original. He. Except through me. Except through submission. So that the only way to get to authority is by submission.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Verse 9. Verse 7. Sorry. This is where the whole language changes. I need you to understand. This is where things change. If you had known submission, you would have known in him. So what you're seeing is, you're seeing actually God in the flesh. If somebody, hallelujah, this is, I know that we all have come from humble lifestyles. Some of us are still stuck. But understand this, if I submit to alcoholism, you don't see me, you see the alcohol. Because the alcohol rules me. Do you understand? So when he says that when you see me, you see it, the destination. Let me say that again, because that ain't just one guy. He says, when you see the directions, you see the X that marks the spot. When you see the direction, you follow. Jesus says, if you see the direction, you see the Father, because the Father is in the directions. The destination is right there. I got you lost. He says, if you had known me, you would have known the Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him. This is what he looks like. This is what the first verse was talking about. Crickets. This is what the first verse was talking about. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. What he's saying is, you are seeing what you thought when you first read it and told you in Sunday school years ago that you're talking about heaven. Because I just want to live a good life, I just want to go to heaven. I just want to live a good life, I just want to go to heaven. When the whole time, God wants to get to you. I just want my own mind. You think he's talking about heaven? Wherever Jesus is, heaven is there.
Under the Almighty,
y'all here. This is so good.
And you believe in the miracle
working wonder of the Lord, you're going to do it too. Remember in the first verse it says, if you believe in the destination, believe in the submission to, or if you believe in the direction to. Remember we made our own words up when we said there's authority and submission. He said if you believe in submission, look, he who believes in me, submission, the work that I do, the stuff that you see me doing, the thing that I'm submitted to, you're going to have that authority too. You're going to have that same authority. The reason why you ain't going to be able to explain that no authority. The reason why you can't cast down those bad addictions, you ain't got no authority. The reason that depression and anxiety, suicidal thoughts are taking root is because you don't have no authority. As soon as they hear or see the presence of the Lord, they can understand that they have to bow.
Can you imagine? All
all this scripture is talking about us going there. I need you to hear me and hear me good. Please don't cost it yet. Yes. Go pull your out of me with this hot dog. All these years I thought that it was talking about us going there. I thought that the destination, hear me real good, please hear me good. You can't just don't text them right now. Just for a second, just hear me. I thought that the destination was for us to get there. I did not know that the destination was he to get here.
Father, we glory in your name, in Jesus' name.